Today Shem Sechta Bava Metzia Daf Samach Tes. We will begin on Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara B'nei Rav Ilish, the children of Ilish after their father of Ilish had passed away. Nafak Lehu Shtara. There was a document that was presented that this person wrote that what's written in this document that he gave to Rav Ilish. Money that Rav Ilish should receive this money, then with the stipulation that this person will work with the money. Rav Ilish will work with the money this person provided, and they'll divide half in profits. And if Chas V'Shalom, if there'll be loss, Rav Ilish will lose half of his investment. There was no mention in the shtar about payment. And as we discussed in our previous shiur so extensively, whenever we have this type of an arrangement where we have an investing partner and a managing partner, the managing partner, in this case being Rav Ilish, was supposed to get paid. There was no mention that Rav Ilish got paid. And now, this person who had invested the money with Rav Ilish and Rav Ilish's children came to Rava. And they wanted to know how should we look at this document? So Amar Rava. Rava said, Rav Ilish gave Rabba, who Rav Ilish was a great person, he would have never participated in somebody in a business transaction that involves ribbis. So he can't understand the document at its plain meaning. Because if we're going to look at the document at its plain meaning, it's going to be, as we discussed in our previous year, chatzi halva and chatzi pekadim. A half will be considered a loan, and half will be a pekadim. And they divide the profit. And as we discussed in the previous year, if the managing partner doesn't get paid, then it looks like ribbis, because I'm working with your pikadin and helping you make money with your pikadin because you lent me money. And can't be that that's something that Rav Ilish would ever participated, because that would be a question of a vak ribbis. And therefore, manushach. We have now, this document has to be interpreted. And there's two ways of interpreting it. We can interpret it ipalga ba'agar, if we want, that he'll get half the profit, the trade tells him behefsid, and the person, if there's loss, will have to carry two-thirds of the loss. So it turns out that one-third of the money put in here was a loan. Two-thirds of the money was a bekadin, and therefore, because he's getting more of the profit, it's not considered that he's working for the loan, or palga behefsid, and treitala sabaga. Or if they want, they could divide the loss 50-50, and two-thirds of the profit. But it can't just be interpreted as it says, because interpreting it as it says leaves a shtar of ribbis, and we can't accept that. Amar Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana said, Amita l'shmatz kameid Rav Zidman Ahardah. I told over Rav Zidman Ahardah what Rava just said. Vamali, and as we discussed extensively in our previous year, yes, that the managing partner has to get paid. But even though we discussed that the managing partner has to get paid, we mentioned that payment could be accomplished with the most minimal amount of money as well. So he said, Dilma, maybe Rav Ilish toivel imay b'tzer hava. Maybe he gave Rav Ilish some dip to use. And therefore, since he gave him some dip, that's how he paid. So why are we assuming that there's a problem with this document? Why don't we say that Rav Ilish got paid that way? Amar Rav Nachman, Lach Rabbi Yehuda. So, and says the Gemara, Rav Nachman said Lach Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore that's why it maybe happened here. Amri Leh, says the Gemara, when Rav Nachman said that the Lach is Lach Rabbi Yehuda, Lav Hilchasitma, he did not mean to say that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. What he meant was that Shititma. Often in Shas, we have where the Gemara identifies that there are a number of Tanoim or Amoraim who hold one opinion. And what we're going to say over here, what the Gemara meant to say in that shir, in that point was that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel all are of the opinion that minimum payment is satisfactory to satisfy the ribbis issue and with a heter iska. But that doesn't mean, and the Ritva says even more than that, the Ritva says that whenever in Shas we find that the Gemara identifies that there are a number of opinions that hold the same way, actually what that means to say is that we don't paskin that way. And therefore, yes, that there are a number of Tanoim that are all of the opinion that giving a minimal amount is satisfactory, but that doesn't mean that that's what the halach is. Hachinami mistabra, and says the Gemara, I prove to you, that if you won't say that, but rather you say that he meant to say that that is the halacha, lamli lemechshev. Why was he necessary to say lema halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, and also to say that looks like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and also to say halacha of Shimon Gamliel, if they all hold the same way? Says the Gemara, he should have just said lema halacha Rabbi Yehuda. He should have just said that the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda, the Mekam Makula, has the most lenient opinion. Because his opinion is, as we said, it just give a little dip and you fulfill the obligation to the managing partner. And that should be satisfactory. The fact that it doesn't say that is a proof that that is inadequate. And all that the Gemara was trying to show is that they all agree with the same opinion, but we don't paskin that way, says the Gemara. Amarav. The Gemara continues to discuss how we could satisfy the managing partner by paying him, and like that, there won't be a problem of avak ribbis. Moshe Shlish, it will say that whatever the animal will increase in value more, anything that the animal will increase more than a third that it's worth now, bischarcha, that will be paid to you, the managing partner, hareza mutter. That's also a permitted way of writing a heter iska. Because the point of the payment is to show that we're paying, that we're giving this partner, we're giving the management partner something more than he does, something more, that we're paying him. So once we're paying him anything, and as the Rishonim will point out, it may end up being that he's going to get nothing because the animal may not go up in value more than a third. But because he has the potential to get that, that's already considered a payment to the managing partner. The Shmuel Omer, the Shmuel says, Loi Matzah Moshe Shlish, why that is inadequate, that is not satisfactory. Because what happens if the animal does not go up in value more than a third than it's worth now? That means Yalech Lebeisei Reikon. Does that mean that he's going to end up with nothing? Shmuel says, you have to always identify dinner. You have to identify an amount of money that he's going to give. So the way Rashi and Tosfos explain is because he's willing to take the risk that it may go up. And even though this really, Tosfos asks, why is that mutter? We've learned in our shiurim that there is indeed the opinion of Rav Yehuda that tzar eches beribis mutter, that as long as there's a possibility that it won't be ribis, that makes that it shouldn't be ribis. But we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. So now the question is, why over here is this satisfactory? So Tysfus answers, when we're dealing with a real situation of ribis, tzar echad ribis is not acceptable. But here we're not dealing with a real situation of ribis. We're only dealing with a situation of a vak ribis. And since it's only a situation of a vak ribis, that's why this could be satisfactory. Another approach is that it was quite common that the animal will go up in value more than a third. And since it's quite possible, that's why it's not considered a problem. The problem with that approach is, so what is Shmuel saying? Are they arguing over a metzias? Are they arguing over something that will go up or won't go up? The halacha normally doesn't approach things that way. Says the Gemara, is that true? That Tzav Rav, the Rav's opinion is that ain't koitz leidina, that we don't have to identify and give the managing partner anything specific. V'ama Rav, reish egla lepetuma. If somebody gives a calf to a shepherd, that I give my animal and you give the labor, again, an investing partner and a managing partner, he has to pay the head of the animal. Malaf, isn't it speaking about Domele Moise Shlish Bischarcha, that had given, that he said to him, if the animal will not go up in value more than a third, then I'm going to have to give you the head. So isn't this clearly a proof? The Rav is not agreeable that just saying to the managing partner that if the animal goes up more than a third in value, you will get it. It's not satisfactory. Loi. Says the Gemara, Rav to said to him, come lay, imaisa shlish, you have a choice. You, the managing partner, have to get paid. But you have a choice how you should get paid. Either you should get paid, choose, imaisa shlish, either you can get paid by taking whatever the animal goes up in value more than a third, iresh egla l'ptuma, or you should get the head. But not that you have to give both. Another way, Rav said that if it goes up more than a third in value, you'll get the value, it's enough. When is that the case? Kain de islay behemel of the day. In a case where this shepherd has enough animals for himself. Damri inchi. And the Gemara now says a statement that people make. Damri inchi gvul latura gvul latura. What people say that when you're cooking for one animal and you're cooking for many animals, then it doesn't make that much of a difference. And what Rav said to him was like this. The payment has to be a meaningful payment. So in a case where this person has animals, and since he has animals anyway, so giving him one more animal doesn't really represent a lot of work that I'm giving him. In such a case, saying I'll give you anything above one third is considered a decent payment because his investment was minimal. But if he is not have animals and he just takes my animal, that's already much more of a job. And then just saying that if it goes up more than a third, you'll keep that extra. That is not going to be acceptable. The Paiskim disagree. Here we're saying that you have to pay the managing partner. And the Gemara said that Shmuel said, koitz lay dinner. You have to give him a dinner. The question is, when the Gemara says that koitz lay dinner, a dinner has a value in silver. Does he have to give exactly the value of silver that there is in a dinner? That's the opinion of some paiskim. Other paiskim are of the opinion that it doesn't mean strictly a dinner. Even giving a pruta, giving something that has the halacha that's considered money is enough. Where will this be relevant? This will be relevant, as we discussed, and the heter iska that is used commonly, we give the managing partner a dollar. A dollar is certainly worth less than a dinar. Would that be good enough? Says the Gemara, Rav Lozim Agurin is Zovin Behema, Rav Zovin Agurin is sold an animal, Yavle Larisim Fatim Lei, and he gave his animal to an oris, that the oris should work on the with the animal, and they'll divide the profit of the lost. And Yavle Reisha Ba'agrei, and Rav Lozim gave the oris the head of the animal as his payment. And then he gave him half of the profit. Omlei the Vista, the wife of the Oris, said to the Oris, if in a case where the entire animal was his, and all you had to do was work with the animal, you got 50% of the profit and the head, in Mishtatve Ba'adei, if you'll become his partner and you'll invest with him, then you'll even be entitled to get the tail besides the head. So says the Gemara, so this was his wife's advice to him, and also Zavim Bahadei, and he went and invested, and they bought an animal together. When it came to divide it, they divided the tail. And now Rabbi Elazar said to Aris, now let's divide the head as well. Omlei, so the Aris said to Rabbi Elazar, I don't understand what's happening. Hashta kimikara lamiloi. Now I'm worse off. When I was just your Aris, I got the head and I got 50% of all the profit. Now when I'm your partner, I'm worse off. Omlei, ad ha'edna. So Rabbi Elazar said to him, till now, the money zuzi didihu. All the money was mine. And therefore, if I won't give you the something above what I'll get, we're just going to divide it 50-50, as we were learning, it'll be mechzi karibis. And that's why I had to give you the head set besides dividing the profit. But now he said, hashta shutfi anan. Now we're partners. My kamrit, what are you going to say? Terichna tfei purti. I worked more than you did. Said the army inches tamaris lamar arakam shabdin nafshe the sule rev. The job of an oris, when an oris takes on that obligation, is to do whatever has to be done. And when somebody's an oris, when somebody's getting paid by commission, we don't start measuring, well, how much did he do? The commission is this payment. That's what he said here too. You're an oris, you're getting paid commission, and you don't deserve, and there's no ribbis concern here, and therefore I don't have to give you anything extra. Tana Rabbanan, Hasam Behem El Chaveri, somebody who gave his animal over to somebody else, and the arrangement that they had was that this person will raise the animal, and then they'll divide the profit. Ad Mosai Chayev L'Tapaba. Until what point is it considered that he has an obligation to work with the animal? Simcha Soimer, by Soimers, by female donkeys, Shemayna Sechaydish, 18 months, by Goydrois, by Hemedaka, like a sheep, Esrin V'Abachaydish, 24 months, then Baalach, like B'toich Zmanoi, and if he wants to divide earlier, Chaver Ma'akavalov, the owner of the animal could say, you can't divide it at this point. Avil Oim V'Doima, the Tepula Shoshana Zu, the work that needs to be done on the first year, the Tepula Shoshana Acheres. They're much more involved in the second year than in the first year. The animal needs more food. Says the Gemara, my Avo the Kamar. What do you mean by they were saying Avo? The fish ain't a daimel, the Tepula Shoshana Zu, the Tepula Shoshana Acheres. The Gemara is explaining why he can't stop him. Why he can't just agree to divide after 1 year? Because he say, if we entered into an agreement, I kept my part of the agreement, and you want to divide it a year early. But that's unfair, because the second year is the harder year than the first year. The Machna Ephraim, based on this Gemara, in Hilchas Schiris Pa'alim Simen Zayin, says a very important vart. The Gemara, we're going to learn the Gemara later in our Masechta, says, Poil Yoytze B'Emtza Yoyim. A worker can walk out of the job in the middle of the day. Says the Machna Ephraim, when is the halacha that a worker could work out in the middle of the day? So he says, that's only in a case where the job, every hour of work is the same. So the employee could say, yes, I agreed to work an 8-hour day. I chose to leave after 4 hours. And by me choosing to leave after 4 hours, you have to pay me for the 4 hours that I work. You have to pay me for the 4 hours that I worked, and that's it. But in a case when he doesn't, where that's not the situation, rather where the situation is that the second half of the day is the harder work, so I agree to pay you $100 an hour, even though the first 4 hours of work are easier than the last 4 hours of work, because it averages itself out. But you can't walk out in the middle of the job when the harder part of the job is still left over to be, when the harder job is still left over to be done. Tanidach has some behemel chaveroi. If somebody made an arrangement that somebody else will take care of his animal, and masachay v'tapel v'lodus, how long does he have to take care of the children? And he can't just say that the purpose of this arrangement was that you'll take, I'll get the parents and you'll get the children. Says the Gemara, Daka by Behema Daka Shloshim Yoim, and only after 30 days could he say back to the owner, take your babies. Begasa by Behema Gasa, the children Chamishim Yoim. Rabbi Yois, I'm a Bedaka Shachadoshim, by Behema Daka, 3 months, when they should pull a Meruba. They need more attention. Might to pull a Meruba, they should Shinea Dakas. They don't have developed teeth. And because they don't have developed teeth, they can't eat. So it takes more work to feed them. If the owner of the investor says, I don't have what to do with these babies, so then what will happen will be is that 50% of the babies belong to him. That was the original deal. And now, because he wants him to take care of these babies, so then chatsi mechatsi shabal chere, half of what the animals appreciate, the babies appreciate, will also go to him. Says the Gemara, Rav Nashba Gada received an animal from somebody else to raise it, and they'll divide the value, the increase in value of the animal and the babies. Shoka machzach shaloi, and the person who invested with Rav Nashba Gada asked Rav Nashba Gada to raise the animals, did not take the babies. So what the Gemara says, he followed the formula that we just learned. Shokl machzah shloi v'chatzim machatzim b'heshel chaveri. Osla kameh de abaya. So now they came to the entire by abaya. Amalei, so abaya said to Menashe, mampaglach, who divided the animals in the way you did? In other words, what he said to him, we did not appraise the value of these animals when you did this. If you want to rely on this formula, you should have come to Beis Din, and Beis Din will appraise the value, and then we'll know what you're entitled to. But you didn't bother coming to Beis Din, so you don't have a right to a claim. And furthermore, we're going to learn in a Mishnah on the Beis that in a place where the minig is, the custom is that they raise the animals and the babies until the gedolim, the halach is makum shnagul gadol yigdilu. Therefore, this formula was only stated in a place where the shepherd, the person raising the animals, could tell the owner of the animals, take them. But this is not such a place. Says the Gemara, Hanitrei Kutoyim. There were two Jews from the country of Kuti, David Iskabade Adodi, that they entered into a business relationship. Also, Chad Minai, Polik Beloidat Chaveri. And one of them took the money, and they had invested money together, took out his half. Also kamei the Rava, without talking to his partner. Also kamei the Rapapa, and the partner was upset. How did you just divide this without speaking to me? Also kamei the Rapapa, and this was brought to Rapapa. Amle mai nafke minei. What's the difference if he did it with your consent or not? Hacha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman taught us, Zuzi Kaman Tepli Gedami. Money is money. So if both of us put in $50, so the $50 is the same $50 when it's together or when it's separate, so he could divide without talking to the other partner. Says the Gemara Lava, the Shana, a year later, Zavra Chamer Badei Adadi, they bought barrels of wine together, these two individuals. Kam Idach, the other partner, who was not consulted last year when the money was divided, divided the barrels of wine, Upalagle Beloidata de Chavre. And again, he divided it without getting his partner's consent. Not this, this was the other partner the next year. And the partner who did not give his consent, who was not consulted, also came to our papa. They came to our papa. Amalei man palagloch. He said, who divided to you? You can't, your division on your own is unacceptable. Amalei, says the Gemara, that this partner said to our papa, chazina de boss of the dika asamar. You're always going after me. Last year, you paskined against me, and this year, you're ruling against me. Amra papa, b'kai gavne, in such a situation, vada tzarch ledui. What the Gemara means to say is like this, that under normal circumstances, where there's a din Torah, the dayan is not obligated to give an explanation what was the basis of his psak. But in this situation, because the pasuk says, v'yisim nekim me'ashem u'mi'yisrael, a person has to be 100% do things that everybody would consider honest. By not explaining what he's doing, here he has to explain what he's doing. He says, the Gemara, when we speak about money, Zuzi, mashakal tavi v'shavik chasri, the coins that he took and the coins that he left were all the same. And therefore, what's the difference? It's, the coins are coins. A dollar is a dollar. When we speak about barrels of wine, not all barrels of wine are the same. And since not all barrels of wine are the same, you can't just go and divide the wine without permission. And therefore, the Ritva says, obviously the way to learn this Gemara was that there were a number of barrels of wine, and since there were a number of barrels of wine, that's why we can't, no two barrels are equal. But indeed, he says, let's say there was only one barrel of wine, and he would have divided that barrel, that he could have done it without the other person's permission. The Taz, in his Sefer, Divrei David, says that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisroi had this conversation. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisroi, Ki yilam davar ba'alai, when they had an issue, they come to me, v'shafarati ben issue ben re'eyu, v'dat lam eschuk elakim. So the Mefarsh don't understand, ba'alai v'shafarati. They should have said, ki yovai lai davar v'ashbait. So he says, Pshat in the Pasuk says, like this, Ki yilam davar lai v'shafarati ben issue ben re'eyu. He says, if there was once a din Torah between two people, and I paskined, and now another din Torah comes to me, and the second din Torah looks similar to the first din Torah, but even though the second din Torah looks similar to the first din Torah, I didn't paskin in the second din Torah the way I paskined in the first din Torah. That's when v'adati eschuk elakim. That's when it became necessary for me to explain to them what I did. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, most Dinei Torah, as Tosfos pointed out, I did not tell them why I'm doing what I'm doing. Only in a Din Torah, where it was a similar Din Torah, or perhaps it was even like Al Gemara, it was the same litigants in a Din Torah, the Psak and the Dinei Torah were not consistent. So there's a question that people don't understand what happened. How come there's this inconsistency? That's when I felt necessary for Adati Lahem. Now I have to tell them explanation what I did, why I did what I did. Gufa, Omer, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman just said, Zizek Kamantel, Ligadomi. When we look at cash, cash is cash. Hanimil B'Tavi V'Tavi. So the Gemara, that's only as we've often explained in our shiurim. In the time of Chazal, money wasn't like it is b'zman hazeh. A dollar bill is a dollar bill. It doesn't make a difference if it's a new dollar bill, an old dollar bill. A dollar bill is a dollar bill. In those days, money was coins, and the value of the money and the value of the coins were very much connected to how those coins were. If the coins were rubbed out, so they didn't have the same amount of silver as the other coin, so that made the coin less value. So says the Gemara, when we're learning, says Rav Nachman, when we're learning in our shiur today that you could divide the money, one partner could divide the money without the other partner's consent, because as we've been learning, money is money. That's only in a case where all the money that's being divided is of the same quality. Tavi katavli v'takli katakli. They're all good or they're all not good. So since they're all of the same quality, that's when the halacha is, they could be divided. Aval tavi v'takuli, if it's not all the same type of money, loy, because now it needs an assessment how much this money is worth, how much that is worth. Says the Gemara of Chama, have a maga zuze pshita b'yoyma. As we've been learning throughout our shiurim, particularly in this parak, ribis, interest, is of course a very serious isser. But now what the Gemara is trying to understand is maybe there's a way of making profit on your money where it doesn't involve an isser ribis. So what he did was he rented his money. That what he used to do is that have a maga zuze pshita b'yoyma. He didn't do it as a loan. He did it as a rental. I'm renting you my money and you have to pay me for the rental fee. Kol zuze derav chama. He lost all of his money. And as we're going to learn, the Gemara teaches us that somebody who lends money on ribis, nechasov mismoititin, he loses his money. And that's exactly what happened here. He rented his money, thinking what he did was permissible, but what he did was really very not permissible, and he in fact lost his money because it's considered interest. Says the Gemara, what happened here? Who suffer? His thinking was, Mashna Mamora, what's the difference if I rent a shovel or I rent my money? But says the Gemara, Lohi, Mora, when you rent your shovel to somebody else, Hadra Be'ene, I rent a shovel and I get back the shovel. And when I rent something out, it depreciates because it was worked with. And that's part of why I'm getting paid rent for it. However, Zuse, when I rent money, when I rent you, so to speak, money, I don't get back the exact money that I rented to you. I get back the amount, but not the same dollar bill. The only reason I rented, so to speak, the money to you is that you should have money to do whatever you need to do with the money. And moreover, there's really no depreciation in money. And as the Rishonim point out, even in those times where, as we just learned, the money did have its own intrinsic value, it's not noticeable when I give you a coin if it really went down in value. Says the Gemara Amarova, Shar Leila Inish Lameim Lechavri. A person is allowed to tell somebody else, Helich arbe zuze, vaske leplanya zuze. You should take 4 zuz and lend money to somebody else. And that won't be considered ribis. Now let's think about this. In this case, the malva is ending up with more money than he started. But even though the malva is ending up with more money than he started, it's still not considered ribis. Because it's ribis, because like Osra Torah, the only time it's considered ribis, says the Gemara, is Ela ribis haba min aloiva lamalva, when the loiva is paying the malva. Here, the loiva is not paying the malva, and therefore, that's not considered ribis. So if somebody pays a mortgage banker to lend money to someone else, that is permissible. There's another question that the Rishonim debate. What would be the halacha if the loiva is allowed to give money to someone? That if the loiva, our Gemara speaks about a case that I, an outsider, gave the malva money in order that he should lend money to the loiva. What happens if the loiva gave me money? Now, I'm not the malva, but the loiva gave me money that I should give to the malva, that the malva should lend him money. In this case, the money is coming from the loiva to the malva, but it's not coming direct. It's only coming through me. The opinion of the Ravid is that that's usur. The opinion of the Ramban is that it's mutter, because the money is not coming directly. The money is not coming directly from the loiva to the malva. The money is coming from the money is coming from an outside party. Since the money is not coming directly from the loiva to the malva, the halacha is that the Ramban says that it's mutter. And it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, when it discusses the shaila, brings down both opinions. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't make a firm ruling. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't make a firm ruling in this halacha. It says the Gemara v'Amarava, Shar le inish lemeim lechavrei. A person is allowed to tell somebody else, Shok lecha abezuzi, take four zuz, v'amle leploini losven zuzi. Take four zuz and tell somebody to borrow money. My tama shikfa schar mir kashokol. I'm just paying somebody to help me get a loan. I'm not paying directly to the person that I'm getting to. Kihadar Abba Mari Bered Rapapa Ava Shokol Unna Dekira. He would take honey, mikiroi, from people who do business with the wax. Amalei Lavunu, and he said, he said to his father Rapapa to lend them money. Amalei Rabbanu Rapapa, Ochama Dumei Arbisa. Your son is getting ribbis. He's taking money from the lover. He's taking these wax from people in order that your father should lend to them. Amma, so Rapapa said, Kol kai ribis nechel. This is perfectly acceptable. The Ashutar Liribis Haba Miloiva Lamalva. We only ribis that comes directly from the loiva to the malva's osur. Hacha, all he's doing here is schar amira. All he's taking money for is to be able to influence me to lend them money. And that, kashokla, all he's taking is money for me to influence somebody else to lend him money. And to take money for me to influence somebody to is mutter. The Cheshuki Chema discusses a situation where there was a woman who was raising a yisama in her house. And then this woman decided that this girl that she was working with, that should get a job, and she started looking for somebody who would be willing to hire this girl, and she found a woman who had a nursery, and she asked this woman who ran a nursery, maybe you could take this girl to help you in your nursery. So she said that I don't need an assistant, and this girl herself needs attention. I'm not prepared to do it. She said, if I'll do this for you, if you'll take her, I could arrange for you. If you could arrange for me, I need money. If you could arrange for me that I could get a loan with good terms, then I'll take her. The halacha is that the question is that mutter? So he says an interesting discussion. There was a person who's not Shomer Shabbos, and he asked from his friend who is a Shomer Shabbos to lend him money. And the Malva said, I'm prepared to lend you money on the condition that you'll be a Shomer Shabbos. So of course, he did not lend the money to him with a ribbis payment. That goes without question that he didn't do. But what he caused that the other person should become a Shomer Shabbos. The question is that considered getting paid ribbis? In both cases, it's not considered. In this case, so the question, the way the Cheshuki Chemed discusses it, we can't really compare the two questions. For he says as follows, in the case where I lent somebody money, And I said, I'm willing to lend you money, but the condition under which I'm prepared to lend you money is only if you'll become a Shomer Shabbos. So he says, in that condition, I really don't gain anything from you being a Shomer Shabbos. And since I personally don't gain anything from you being a Shomer Shabbos, it's not considered a situation of ribus. But this woman who is lending, who has this girl who she's raising, and it's a lot of work for her to raise this girl, and this other person is willing to take this girl as a worker because I'm going to get better condition because on the condition that you lend me money. So here she's getting personal gain because obviously this girl that she's raising is causing her a lot of hardship. And she, this nursery teacher, is taking her off her hands. So she is seeing profit by the fact that she lent money to this woman. And therefore, the case of the nursery teacher that did me the favor may be considered that I obtained ribbis versus this case where the person is Shomer Shabbos. And yes, he's being Shomer Shabbos because I lent the money, but I'm not gaining anything from this. And since I personally am not gaining anything from this, that's why it's not considered ribbis. But our Gemara just taught us a very important point, and that is that ribbis is only when it's paid from the loiva to the malva. But if it's not paid from the loiva to the malva, it's not considered ribbis. And the Torah Tamima explains in Parshas Behar, because the Torah uses the word loy in the parish of ribbis. And since the Torah uses the word loy, it means only when it's going directly from the loiva to the malva. But if it's not going from the loiva to the malva, the word loy comes to teach us that this is not considered, that this will not be considered a case of ribbis. But there is a very important point to be made here, and that is, in a case where, let's say, somebody asks me if they could borrow my credit card, and because they need to buy something, and I give them my credit card, and now there's interest payment on the credit card. Now, the credit card company is obviously not a Jewish company. So now, you bought with my credit card. There are interest payments due because of what you bought. Well, can I make you pay or not? So Rav Moshe says that in the Shas Chuvas Igros Moshe Yerodei Chel Gimel Simen Men Beis, that even though I'm not getting the interest is being paid to the credit card company, but since you're paying me, because the credit card bill is coming to me, so therefore I'm the one that's getting I'm the loiva. I'm the one that's the malva. You're paying me back. And even though I'm not making any money here, still, in any situation where somebody is paying, where one Jew is paying another Jew directly, ribbis, that would be considered a situation that's awesome. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Shaman parva chamor, v'chol dov v'shoyes melocha. We learned earlier on that Sam Ches Amon Aleph, that we're not allowed to take animals and divide the animals and say the investing partner and the managing partner can't just divide 50-50. Shaman parva chamor, the kol davishoyes v'oichel mechza. Here they can't take where I have an animal and you'll work with the animal because animals that could be worked with, so we can make a partnership. Well, I'll provide the animals and you'll do the rest. And we could divide the profit 50-50. Says the Mishnah, we quoted this a little earlier in our shiur today, where the minig is that when they have such an arrangement and there are babies, the children are divided immediately, chalkim, do we do it that way? In a place where the person who has to take care of animals has to raise them, then the halach is yagdilu. Shimon Gamliel, Aymer, Shaman Egel and Imai, Siach and Imai. The eagle goes together with its mother, and the young horse goes together with its mother, and that should be traveled together. We'll see right away what that means. It says the Tanar Rabbanan Mafras Sadeu. What does that mean? If I took a property from somebody else, and the arrangement was that I owe you, the lease payment is that I have to give you 10 kurim of chitin every year. It doesn't make a difference where they come from. My obligation to you is 10 kur chitin a year. And now he says to him, Tenli, the chayker, says to the owner of the property, Tenli Masayim Zuz, lend me 200 Zuz, Vafar Senu, and I'll be able to buy wheat to plant in this property. Vani Eloch, and instead of paying you 10 kur a year, I'll pay you Shnei Masukrum Lashana. I'll pay you 12 kur a year. Mutter. It's not considered ribbis, because he's not paying for his money. The only thing is, it's all considered in the property itself. It's considered as if I was the chayker, as if I leased a better property. If you lease a better property, you have to pay a better fee. Avo'ei mafris loyal chanus v'loyal svina. If I rented a store or a boat, I can't then, the person, the renter, cannot borrow money to buy fruit to sell, or to buy merchandise to transport on the boat, and then you could charge me more rent. Because I'm not making the boat better. The difference between the case where I'm borrowing money to make the field better, that I should have seeds, is I'm making the field that I rented better. And since I'm making the field that I rented better, you deserve, for a better field, you deserve better rent. Here, the merchandise is not the store. The merchandise is not the boat. Sometimes you can borrow money and it won't be considered, and you'll be able to pay back more and it's not considered rebus. When is that? Lots of batsura. If I want to make the store, if I want to paint the store and it makes it more attractive to come to people to buy there, then that's mutter. And the same sfina lasa l'skaria. If I want to make a better sale for it, then I'm investing in the boat itself. Chanus l'tzor b'tzurta, the tzav by inchi, v'hagar g'tvei. A more attractive store gets more customers, and therefore the rent for such a store is higher. Similarly, sfina last l'iskaria, kiven the shapir iskaria t'vei, if it has better sale, agra t'vei, it deserves more rent. Sfinta amarav, agra upagra. If somebody is rent a boat, he's allowed to get the rent, even though he also gets that if something were to happen to the boat, he's going to be paid, and it's not considered ribbis. If I'm getting rent, loipagra, it's understood there's going to be depreciation. That's why a landlord is entitled, part of the reason is entitled to rent. Vipagra loipagra, because you can't get both. Shosik. So Rav was quiet, he didn't have an answer. Amr of Shasis, my time is Shasig Rav, Lashmila Hadatanya, Abish Amr Emakam and Tsoim Basimal Yisrael. We're going to learn in our coming Shir that a person cannot go into a relationship where he's going to get something that is assessed at a firm value. And if even if it goes down, I'll get what I put in. I'm a Kabbat Tsoim Basimal Nokrim, but because it looks like ribbis, but by Nochri, it's mutter. Av Omra, son Pyril Kaveri. If somebody gave somebody else an animal, of Omaloi, Hare Proska Suyalai Bishloshim dinner. I have to give you 30 dinner. That's the value of the animal. And if the animal will die, I have to give you 30 dinner. Vani Eloch, and I also have to pay you Selul Chodesh mutter. Lefishloyosub Domim. He didn't say, I'm going to give you the value of whatever the animal's worth now. They had a predetermined value. The loyasa domim, in this case, where he didn't give a firm value. Amr sheish loyasa domim chayim lachemisa. They only made this deal after it died. Amr papa hilchasa svina agru parka. You're allowed to take rent, even though you're also going to get paid. Even though if you're asking to get paid, if something happens to the both, you're still allowed to get both. The Hanibay Kufra says the Gemara, the people who own boats, Agra, they get the rental fee b'shas mishicha when the rental term begins, and Pagra, and if something happens, they get paid when it happened. Says the Gemara, Otam Hagatam Melsa, it does depend on what people do. If it's not mutter, it's mutter. Says the Gemara, what it means to say is, because we just learned a brisa that taught us the Mesnisa Tanya, because we just learned a brisa that's mutter, that's minhaga, that was the basis of this minig, and that's why it's mutter.